MILF to Bimbo, 4-pack, books 13 to 16. Breeding Erotica, Bimbo Erotica, Bimbofication Erotica, Collection. Written by Tori Westwood. Narrated by Sally Beth. The Lingerie Effect. MILF to Bimbo 13. Chelsea Sheridan was a go-getter with a naughty secret. Being a mature woman in business, she conducted herself a certain way, never revealing too much of herself or showing more of her fun side than she felt necessary. But Chelsea knew herself, and she knew she had a naughty side that she worked hard to keep as buttoned down as her personality. Her lodger, Caleb, saw it at times, but even that was rare. He might spy her singing into a whisk while baking on a Sunday morning, or boogieing to some music when the moment took her. He'd lived with Chelsea for just over a year after she'd decided to make use of the space she wasn't using in her home. Chelsea Sheridan, or Ms. Sheridan, to those who didn't know her, had taken a lot of calculated risks in her career, and almost all of them had paid off. She worked on an innate instinct for business, knowing just when and how to market something, or when to pull the plug on something that wasn't worth her efforts. Caleb was of an age where he'd started to appreciate these things, and Chelsea saw something in him. At 19, Caleb was being primed subtly by Chelsea for a seat at the table of her sprawling empire. But first, he had to come to terms with the business. You see, Chelsea Sheridan sold lingerie, and not just any kind. She prided herself on the range her company, Skin Tight, offered, catering to all sizes and skin shades. Skin Tight had really shaken up the lingerie game, becoming a household name thanks to an aggressive social media presence. Men loved watching the quick, snappy videos that Chelsea put out, fitting her models of various shapes, sizes, and colours into the sexiest products that each platform would allow. Women loved it too, finding confidence in Chelsea's range of outfits and eager to explore her website without fear of ridicule. Caleb had been getting familiar with his Chelsea's products long before she began vetting him for her business. He'd intercept packages or, in the company's earlier days, venture into the spare room to finger through the packages of lacy, racy garments. Chelsea had never confronted him, but on more than one occasion, she'd found lingerie out of the packet and covered in silvery streaks that she had to wash off. Caleb was human, after all. That day, Chelsea had a new shipment arrive. Having not been able to receive the item during the week, she'd opted to have it delivered to her home rather than the business. She clapped her hands excitedly after she'd put the package down on the dining room table. Caleb looked over from his spot on the sofa, which he often occupied. "What is it?" he asked, trying to seem innocent but secretly incredibly curious. "It's our new range," Chelsea beamed. "Sheer."
"Huh?"
"Sheer," repeated Chelsea, then she pulled a face. "I don't suppose you could help a girl out, could you?" Caleb pointed to the television as though that was enough of an excuse. "You can come back to that, please. I just need an hour."
"An hour?"
"This would really go down well with the boss," Chelsea said, and she injected the stern sass that she was known for. It usually got results. Caleb felt the sting of her judgment and got up from the couch. "What do you need?" he asked. Chelsea pulled her lips over her teeth and thought how best to phrase her request. "I don't have a photographer, and I need these items on the website by tonight," she said, hoping Caleb might fill in the blanks.
"Right."
"So I need someone to take photos."
"Right," he said, the penny finally dropping. "How come you can't do it?"
Chelsea swallowed. "Because I'm going to be wearing them." All Caleb could do was stare. He looked across the open-plan living room at Chelsea and tried desperately not to imagine her wearing some of the lingerie he'd masturbated to in the past.
"You want me," he began, talking slowly to make sure everything was clear, "to photograph you?"
Chelsea nodded. "Please, honey, it'd mean a lot. I've promised this new range will launch on Monday, and..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?